KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the news for a Monday. It's the 13th day of May for 2019. Amador Sheriff's deputies arrested a suspect over the weekend on attempted murder charges. According to reports, early on Saturday morning, a female victim called Sheriff's Dispatch Center and reported that her boyfriend, Jimmy Rogers, had attacked her. When deputies arrived at the woman's residence, they discovered she had several injuries, but was able to provide deputies with a statement prior to being transported to the hospital by medics for treatment. Deputies also contacted Rogers at the residence, and after he provided deputies with a brief statement, he was placed under arrest. After a brief struggle with deputies, Rogers was placed in handcuffs without further incident. Rogers is being charged with attempted murder, battery causing serious bodily injury, elder abuse, violation of parole, and domestic violence. He's currently in the Amador County Jail.
Well, Calaveras fire crews rolled to a reported structure fire in Glencoe late Saturday morning. Cal Fire reports that when fire crews arrived at the scene off Highway 26, a small outbuilding was fully engulfed. The fire had spread to about a tenth of an acre of grass. The fire burned between Upper Dory and 3 Cent Flat Roads. The forward rate of spread was stopped just after noon at under an acre. Crews remained on scene for the next couple hours mopping up. Now a spark the blaze, still under investigation.
And late Friday afternoon, Amador County fire crews were called out to a vegetation fire in the Comanche area. According to Cal Fire, the incident was near the entrance to Lake Comanche Recreation Area. When crews arrived, the fire was burning near a number of homes and dry grass at a moderate rate of spread. Ground units quickly worked to put a wet line around the fire and keep it from spreading to any of the nearby homes. Crews remained on scene into the early evening with mop-up operations. The fire was listed at just less than 1 acre in size.
And now the California Wildfire Preparedness Week has come to a close. The time for safe choices, in anticipation for California's long fire season, has only begun, and it's fire safe. Now, fire preparedness and landscape maintenance go hand in hand, since fire danger can be reduced through careful plant selection, sound planting strategy, and critical horticulture maintenance. Well, these practices should all start with the state-mandated requirements, providing 100 feet of defensible space. Horticultural maintenance of your landscape, also just as important. Dry dead twigs and branches should be trimmed from plants and trees. Brush and thatch should be removed. Despite the healthy green color of certain non-native ground covers like ivy and periwinkle, the thatch found between them possess a serious fire risk unless the buildup is reduced. Now, another tip in fire prevention around the yard is mulch. Mulch decreases evaporative water loss, runoff, and erosion problems. Since leaves and pine needles are combustible, they should be replaced with compostable wood chips, which do not pose a fire hazard. For more information on wildfire preparedness, visit readyforwildfire.org.
And a quick reminder for you, the Main Street Theater Works and the Preston Castle invite you to the second annual Plays on the Patio this Saturday night, 6:30 to 9, Preston Castle. Tickets $40. That includes wine tasting, dessert, and a series of one-act scenes and monologues performed by the Main Street Theater Works Company of Actors. Now, to purchase tickets, visit mstw.org today. Again, there will be no castle tours. Proceeds benefit MSTW and the Preston Castle Foundation.
And Caltrans crews continue their work to open Highway 4 over Ebbets Pass. On the west side, crews have made it past Cape Horn and are working their way toward Mosquito Lake. They're encountering consistently deep snow and expect to continue to make slow progress until they get past Mosquito Lake. Now, on the east side, the crews are about a tenth of a mile from Kinney Reservoir, working through deep drifts toward the summit. Once they crest the summit, they'll continue on down into Hermit Valley, where the topography and aspects are much more favorable, and they'll likely pick up speed. Now, while we don't have an estimate when the route will open for the season, if all goes well and we don't encounter significant road damage or experience equipment issues, late season storms or other issues, the crews are hopeful they'll get the route open prior to Memorial Day weekend. This is subject to change due to traffic incidents, weather, availability of equipment and or materials, unexpected road damage, and construction-related issues.
And the application deadline for the 2019 Miss Amador Scholarship Competition, 5 o'clock tonight. If you know a young woman in the area that would like to run, AmadorCountyFair.com for more details, or call the fairgrounds office today, 245-6921. That's 5 o'clock tonight, the deadline. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.